It's a broad report on personal economy in the United States, and it traces a pattern of declining household income and advancing poverty rates all over the country.
This has just been a shocking report, unfortunately confirming what we suspected.
Tony Carvajal is director of state policy at the Collins Center for Public Policy, a Florida-centered think tank. He's waiting to see the city-by-city census data, which is due out next week. And he doesn't have a good feeling.
The economy is really taking a beating on the average individual. We have a widening gap between the rich and poor in this country, and the middle class really is in danger right here.
Nationally, the report found household income is down 2.3% from the previous year, and the poverty rate is up for a third straight year, this time to 15.1%. Florida's poverty rate is almost an entire percentage point above that and at a 16-year high. Carvajal says the shrinking of the American middle class began before the recession and is likely to outlast it.
It really depends on how we retool our workforce, our education system, and our communities. If we don't change the path, then this trend is likely to be long-term.
The poverty information was based on a survey of 100,000 households. The next release of data comes from 3 million households and will include poverty and income rates for large cities such as Miami and Fort Lauderdale. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.